Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This is the Dale and Keith Show.
LSU sits on the throne of college football. As they say in the bayou,
everyday French with Pierre Escargot.
Les et la bon temps brûlé.
My toilet is full of sweet tomatoes.
Monsieur Martin est là.
Dale Arnold.
I have made the decision to dismiss A.J. Hinch and Jeff Luhnow.
Suck on it.
Oh, boy.
Rich Keefe.
I think Tennessee has a great shot of winning the Super Bowl. I really do.
Ryan Tannehill, we appreciate your time.
Dale and Keefe, middays.
I'm David Baker, Pennsylvania Pro Football Hall of Fame.
And I would vote for myself as well.
On the WEEI Sports Radio Network.
Fourth and final hour, Dale and Keefe, Sports Radio WEEI. Wiggy and I talked about it yesterday. I haven't talked to you about it yet.
Yeah.
Did you like David Baker letting Bill Cowher and Jimmy Johnson know they made the Hall of Fame
on
live TV?
That part was very cool. That guy is enormous.
I'm
David Baker, president of the Pro Football Hall of Fame.
He's like a real life Shrek. The guy is absolutely enormous. He goes on set. I didn't watch the Cowher. I didn't see the Cowher one live.
I saw them
for some reason.
The
Jimmy Johnson one I was watching. And he's out there with like six Pro Football Hall of Famers, and he made them all look tiny. He comes out. Is he like related to Andre the Giant? It's the biggest guy I've ever seen in my life. He was very intimidating. But Jimmy Johnson, that was really cool. Like he immediately choked up.
And when they went to the good producing, by the way, they went to the quick shot of Troy Aikman in the booth at the game, and he was crying.
And you see Aikman had a response, I think, on Instagram about Jimmy Johnson. And it was actually kind of interesting. He was talking about how long their relationship goes back, and he was saying when Jimmy Johnson was the head coach at Oklahoma State, he was recruiting Troy Aikman to go to Oklahoma, or go to Oklahoma State. Troy Aikman chose Oklahoma, so he missed him there. Then Jimmy Johnson gets the job at Miami, and Troy Aikman was transferring from Oklahoma to UCLA. He recruited him again to go to Miami, and he didn't. He chose to go to UCLA, so twice he spurned him. Then he got drafted by them, and he said they had some really up and down times. He said times they weren't even talking to each other and this whole thing. And anyway, he thought he was long overdue for him to be in there. Now, do you think those guys are both Hall of Famers?
You know,
because a cool moment, but then when you take yourself to the side, you say, all right, are we letting everybody in or what?
And I almost wondered if they did it because these guys are on TV. And I know people don't want to hear this, but Marty Schottenheimer, we did this yesterday, is like seventh in NFL history with like 200 regular season wins.
Right.
Jimmy Johnson is like 43rd.
Jimmy Johnson
with 80. Now he's got two Super Bowls.
How weighted are the Super Bowls? That always becomes the question. Like, do
Marv Levy's in the Hall of Fame? Now he got to four Super Bowls.
Yeah,
but he didn't win any.
Jimmy Johnson actually was pretty impressive when he went to Miami for that short time. Obviously, didn't win any Super Bowls or anything, but I think he made the playoffs like 3 out of 4 years with the Dolphins.
Yeah.
His time definitely ended short in Dallas. He should have won all three Super Bowls. Like that Barry Switzer year was like whatever. But I don't know. I mean, if those guys are Hall of Famers, you say, okay, fine. But then what? Do you take a look at everybody else who has won a Super Bowl and you're like, all right, well, Mike McCarthy's getting in. Like Tomlin's going to get in. Shanahan's going to get in. Like, you got a long list of guys that are eventually going to, like, what, Mike Holmgren? Like, they're all going to get in, right?
Did they get in because they could do this TV moment in both cases on two different networks on two different days, and the TV ratings have been slipping a little bit this year?
I think so.
And you know what we'll do?
Isn't it a little convenient? Like Jimmy Johnson hasn't added to his legacy or his resume, I should say, in a long time. He's been out of the game forever. And again, really cool moment. And maybe he was deserving, but wasn't he deserving 10 years ago?
Yes.
5 years ago. Like, and now I always have a hard time with the guys that take forever to get in. It's like, well, all right, clearly they got passed up all those times for a reason. So maybe he shouldn't be in there. So I'm with you. Cool moment. But then when you take it the next step further, you're like, all right, are we starting to let in just more and more guys? Like, you don't want it to become the Basketball Hall of Fame,
which
anybody who's ever, like, taken a free throw is in. So,
I mean, Jimmy Johnson is tied for 59th in NFL history, tied with Brian Billick with 80 regular season wins. Now, he's got two Super Bowls, and they carry some weight.
Well, Brian Billick won a title. Maybe he'll get in there.
Marty Schottenheimer is 7th. With 200 regular season wins.
They really look at it, though, like you have to win a Super Bowl to matter.
Mike Shanahan's not in. Mike Holmgren's not in.
Yeah, not yet. Well, if those guys get a TV job, they'll get in.
Oh, no, you get on TV.
Once you get yourself a sweet gig on the NFL Network or something, and that was a little convenient, too, wasn't it? They're like, hey, Fox, you'll get one. CBS, you'll get one. Yeah.
I mean, if I'm cynical, that's exactly how I look at it. Now, cool. I admitted that I thought it was a cool moment. In fact, I tweeted about it. You know who liked my tweet?
Who liked your Jimmy Johnson?
No.
Oh.
Bo Derek.
Wait a minute. Bo Derek?
Yep.
She still follows you?
Liked my tweet. She does still follow
me. She didn't unfollow
you
after.
I was pleasantly surprised.
Yeah. Dale, I want you to know Rob Bradford was so excited that Bo Derek liked your tweet that he texted me about it.
What? That's a weird thing to text you about.
You have Bradford's number?
Yeah.
Wow.
Can I have that?
Shime,
you should get him on the show.
Shime, you should have been like, listen. I'm trying to watch football here this weekend. Leave me alone about people liking Dale's tweets.
Well, it was Bo Derek.
It was. I understand it was Bo Derek.
It's a great deal.
She was great in Tommy Boy.
So back to the biggest story of the day. We are awaiting what's going to happen with Red Sox manager Alex Cora. Dan Shaughnessy, writing in the Globe, has already called for the Red Sox to fire Alex Cora. He's not alone, by the way. You can go all over Twitter. There are people who say you got to get rid of him. You got to get him out of there. They're looking at how quickly the move was made in Houston by the Astros owner for A.J. Hinch and Jeff Luhnow. Now, you can't fire Dave Dombrowski again.
I think, no, you can't.
No.
I think
once you fired him, that's it.
I think Hinch is more fireable than Cora, and I'll tell you why. It's because Hinch looks like a boob who didn't know what was going on and didn't know how to lead a team.
Well, I agree with that part, by the way.
He was like,
because he could have stopped it, right?
Did he not say to his bench coach,
hey, Alex, yes, we're not doing this.
Can the manager tell the bench coach what they're going to do? Yes, that's the whole point. And so he claims to not like what was going on, so he destroyed equipment. That alone, I'd say, what are you doing, dude? Like, you're destroying monitors now? Like, knock that off. Grow up a little bit. Be a professional, AJ Hinch. And so he doesn't know if he's in or out on the cheating. He can't control Alex Cora or the players. So, you know what? See you later. I don't know if you're going to be the leader of this team anyway. Alex Cora, meanwhile, is the mastermind behind all of this. So he's probably got a lot of good ideas, right, Dale? Maybe he's got a few more up his sleeve. Maybe some of them are a little bit more legal, even potentially. I think if he gets suspended for 1 year, I would be in the camp of keep him, bring him back a la Sean Payton.
Yep.
Be like, don't do this nonsense anymore. You're obviously not going to do it anymore. In fact, they may even put rules into the game, which would say, you know, that room is closed or there's security there all the time, like I guess they did in the playoffs last year and started during the season at times last year. So I would actually bring him back. But if it's an indefinite one where he has
or
to,
if it's 2 years,
if it's 2 years or he has to apply for reinstatement after a year or there's just a lot of uncertainty about it, then for the good of the franchise, you kind of have to rip the Band-Aid off and start over and say we're getting somebody else. I know you don't really want to be hiring a manager in January, but those are the cards you were dealt, and Chaim Bloom can now kind of, hey, you're in charge. Just like, you know, Dave Dombrowski. Actually, Dave Dombrowski didn't get his manager right away either. So it took Dave Dombrowski a little bit of time. Now Chaim Bloom might be able to get it right away and sort of start fresh. That's what they're going to have to do.
So I did one of those quickie Twitter polls at Dale E. Arnold. I said, what will Major League Baseball do to Red Sox manager Alex Cora if found to have masterminded the sign-stealing system in Boston? I gave you four options.
Okay.
Nothing.
Well, that's unlikely.
A full-season suspension, two full seasons, or a lifetime ban.
So I would vote, Because I think indefinite could be a possibility, but based on your options, I'll go with 2 year. Because it's going to be more than
that's
one.
That's what the majority of the respondents. That's we have 554 votes already.
That's my vote.
44% say two full seasons. 28.5 say a full season. 25.1 say a lifetime ban. 2.3% say nothing. I don't know what they're basing
again,
that
again, fat
on.
Thumbs on the phone.
Again, I said,
vote,
if he is found to have masterminded the sign-stealing system.
No, right. And so you go to hit B, you hit A because your thumb, and then you're like, ah, too bad. Can't have that one back. You can't re-vote on Twitter. Once you lock that puppy in, that's the vote forever.
They should give you the ability to re-vote, by the way. It happens to me too often.
Exactly. See?
I'd like to have the ability to correct tweets.
You should write Twitter a letter, both of you guys.
You got to get rid of tweets and...
No, you can't.
Twitter's about to add a tip button that you can now tip people for their tweets. They still have
tip?
Not. Yeah,
tip?
But they haven't put in an edit button.
Wait a minute.
Yet.
Wait a minute.
So I'm going to give
people?
Money to Shime because he's got a tasty tweet.
Yeah, I got a fire tweet. You're going to send me $5.
That's the thing on Reddit, by the way. You give gold to people who have great posts or comments, and you literally are giving them money.
So is this like Patreon kind of thing?
No, it's just like.
So say you had a really good tweet, and you do, both of you guys, all the time. I would then say that's worth 25 raffles, and I would send that your way on the Twitter.
Shoot it my way, and I'd have 25 raffles right in my pocket.
like Venmo or something? How does that work?
More or less either that or a PayPal account, I would assume you connect to your Twitter account.
How much money do you think I'd make based on some of mine?
I don't know. You get a lot of people that don't care for you on that timeline sometimes.
Oh, I understand. How much do you think I would make, though? They can't take money away from me.
That's true. They can't.
Well, you don't know.
All the they might find a way. Yeah.
Venmo allows you to put in a request for money from people, so they might do that to
you. I should, like, once a day just request money on Twitter. Just, like, on my handout.
Here's my daily tweet. Yeah. Please send me money, smile.
Every time I do a puppet GIF, I should get money. Somebody should send
You're not
me
getting
money
for that.
No. No, maybe.
I don't know. I think a lot of people would have sent you money after that GIF on Saturday. So.
What do you guys think of that?
That's pretty intense.
I didn't know who was who, but... That was Shime and John celebrating the Titans win. that tweet was burning a hole in my pocket.
Again, had virtually nothing to do with the play of the quarterback. He didn't screw it up. That was the best part about
his game.
Dale, the Tannisance is not just about Ryan Tannehill.
The Tannisance, and not...
It is about the Titans as a unit. King Mike Vrabel, the Lionheart. Mm-hmm. Derrick Henry, the Kingslayer. The Flayer of Ravens. Like, this is where we're at.
So I think what Dale doesn't understand, and I don't mean to put words in your mouth, Dale, but the Tannisance has a lot of nuance to it. And so, do you throw for 88 yards in a game? Yeah, you might.
No picks.
You might. No picks.
Two touchdowns.
Doesn't this sort of
feel like... No bobbled snaps.
Doesn't this feel like Brady in 2001? Just, you know, okay, you got the job because Drew got hurt.
Yeah.
Just let's not screw it up. Now, he ultimately, obviously, became the greatest quarterback of all time.
So you're saying...
But in that first year, what they were... No, I'm not.
So,
but Brady wasn't the most efficient QB in the league for 10 weeks in 2001, though.
No, he was not. That is definitely true. He would also throw for more than 77 yards in a game.
But they don't need him to.
No,
they're
they don't.
Letting Derrick Henry doing something completely unseen before. Literally record-breaking.
Records are being broken. And he's handing them off. And Andy Hart was actually all over this. Derrick Henry's numbers with Tannehill versus with Mariota are significantly better. And you would think, oh, Mariota, they could run almost more like a Lamar Jackson type of Mark Ingram back. Nope. Wasn't as good. Ryan Tannehill has sort of turned those guys around. Did you see the stats of the last time a quarterback threw for under 100 yards in back-to-back games and then went on to like make it to the Super Bowl? It was like Super Bowl like 1, 2, and 3.
Yeah.
It was like, no, maybe not that. It was like in the '70s though. It was a long time.
Terry Bradshaw.
Bradshaw probably.
And then the 72 and 73 Dolphins did it as well, I believe.
Yeah. So it was like, was that Greasy probably? Yeah. I mean, it is unorthodox to say the least. But he's
and if you can run the way they run, you can pull it off. Now I don't know if you can win 3 road games and then a neutral site game to win a Super Bowl doing that.
I know. But the fact that they already beat New England and Baltimore is crazy. Now, Kansas City is going to be tough because Kansas City, as we saw on Sunday, they can score in bunches. So even if Tennessee takes the lead, and by the way, if they don't take the lead, it's probably over. Like that's the other formula that they have. When you're such a run-heavy team, you score first, and then you kind of control the game from there. If you don't, you got to play catch-up with Derrick Henry. Tougher.
Very
to do,
much
so.
Tougher.
But, I mean, they have been super impressive. Like, there, I mean, nobody, I mean, I know these guys were high on Tannehill and everything else, but to see them go into both places and win, I don't know what other team in the league you'd feel good about doing that. Like, if you said Kansas City had to go do both, I'd say, nah, probably not.
I like, well, I'm probably going chalk. I'm probably going with home teams in both games.
Yeah, I mean, those are the two favorite. I mean, I've bet against San Francisco, I feel like, every week, and I always lose. So I got to stop doing that. Right now,
so it's Patrick Mahomes, Jimmy Garoppolo quarterback matchup in the Super Bowl will be overkill for Patriots fans.
Yeah, that's going to be tough.
The young gun of the future and the young gun you let get away.
Just Garoppolo alone in the Super Bowl in this season, right, with the way that ended for the Patriots, that's going to be hard to take, I think, for Patriots fans. Or Tannehill, you know, the guy that maybe ended the dynasty versus the guy that could have continued the dynasty. I mean, either option, Tannehill, who you saw so many years with Miami and then beat you in the playoffs, him against Garoppolo, or Mahomes, who, even though you beat him last year, is clearly going to be the quarterback for the next 10, 15 years in the NFL.
Feels great, baby.
Is Bill O'Brien, can you refresh the internet, Shime? Is Bill O'Brien still the head coach in Houston?
I believe he is.
I believe so.
Are they just all swept up in the Astros stuff that they can't function there?
That, and they're just excited to have played in the divisional round.
They had a rough week in Houston, didn't they? They had such a tough week.
They had a 24-0 lead.
Why would you hang on to him? What's the point of that? He stinks. Because, like, what's the mindset? That's the other thing with him is once he starts talking, he contradicts himself. So he runs the fake punt, which was so stupid.
Yep.
And then he's like, well, we got to score 50 points to win, which, first of all, if your defense
seems a little better.
50's a lot of points, right? We got to score 50 points to win.
And
okay.
It turns out he was right, but
then why
you need to make a stop once
in
a while.
Then why kick the field goal?
I know.
When it was, 21-0, kick the field goal instead of going for it on 4th-and-1. So those two don't see eye to eye. It's one thing if you went for it there and went for it there. You might disagree with the call, right, but at least it's consistent. Isn't that all you're kind of looking for? And so he doesn't know what direction is up. And then he's always, like, patting himself on the back. Like, at the year-end press conference, he did this whole spiel about, you know, a team that's, won the division 4 of the last 5 years, or 3 of the last, blah, 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 blah. And you're like, you haven't won anything, all right? For the most part, you've been in a really mediocre division. You've been able to come out on top, and then you get the doors blown off in the playoffs. They were up 24-0. And
couldn't stop them after.
They were outscored 51-7 after that. And they lost that lead in like 9 minutes.
Oh, it was like...
Right? It was like 24-0.
Three and a half minutes.
Like 3.5,
Kansas City scored 3 touchdowns.
3.5. Oh, maybe it was even more for the 9 minutes. It was just ridiculous. And by the way, it's not like the Texans were playing great. The Chiefs were just stupid. They were doing stupid stuff. Like Tyreek Hill fumbles. They had the block punt for a touchdown. Like it was, and then they had the one blown coverage. So the Texans are such a fraud team. But Bill O'Brien, they're sticking by him for some reason.
Do you get the sense that if Baltimore has to come from behind, it's an issue? Like
yeah,
they're good front runners.
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh yeah. That's why both, like, in that game, I mean, I thought Baltimore was gonna win, but you're like, whoever gets on top, especially if you can get on top by 2 possessions, then it's like, all right, like, now you're just playing into their hands completely. If one team had to win passing, you think it was Lamar or Tannehill? Or kind of a toss up.
Yeah,
and maybe Lamar would. But it didn't come to that. Now, the question too is San Francisco the same way?
It feels it.
Garoppolo, what did he throw for, like, $130 on Sunday or Saturday? He didn't throw for very many yards. He didn't have to. But that's the same thing with Tannehill. Like, that's why that'd be like a throwback Super Bowl if it was Tannehill versus Garoppolo, because the winning quarterback might throw for $110. Now, if it's Mahomes,
a lot of rushing yards in that game, though.
If it's Mahomes Rodgers, though, it's a whole different story.
Each quarterback could throw for 500.
Right.
Literally 500.
I mean, I think all the potential matchups are pretty good. I know the league doesn't want, or the TV networks wouldn't want Tennessee, but I think as a football fan, I think all the matchups are good.
We want Tennessee.
That's right. We do. As a show,
we're desperate. I mean, do you think that the NFL really cares at this point? When you're talking about, this weekend, the Final Four, the winners, the Final Two, I don't think it matters.
I think they would get greedy and they would say, if we can get Patrick Mahomes, Aaron Rodgers, or Patrick Mahomes versus
Jimmy Garoppolo
sells a lot better, I think, than Tannehill versus either one. And you're right, it's the Super Bowl. The numbers are through the roof. But I guess we could go through all the Super Bowl matchups and what ones rated slightly more. And not just the Super Bowl itself, but what about the lead up? Like all the nonsense that they throw out there. And if it's Mahomes, I think it's a much juicier matchup.
617-779-7937 is the telephone number. Text line is 37937. We'll dive right back into the calls with you. Coming up next after Trending Now.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Now back to Dale and Keith, WEEI.
(617) 779-7937 is the telephone number. Dale and Keith back together again, talking a little bit about the whole scenario with obviously NFL and stuff with there, but Major League Baseball and Alex Cora, because this is going to happen, I think, sooner rather than later. And the question becomes, whatever punishment Major League Baseball hands out to Alex Cora, Chris Price wrote a piece in the Globe about this, the punishment will likely be more dramatic than the punishment handed down to Bill Belichick when he got found guilty of Spygate.
Oh, 100%. Belichick didn't get any games.
Team was fined $250,000, docked a first-round pick. Belichick was fined $500,000. If you go by what happened yesterday in Houston, a $5 million fine, two firsts and two second-round picks, mm-hmm. coach suspended for a year, ultimately fired, general manager suspended for a year, ultimately fired, much, much worse.
Well, this is much, much worse. It impacts sure. the game way more than Spygate. I mean, how quick of a turnaround could they do in Spygate? And, oh, the other part of that is, didn't that seem to be more it's like intel gathering and things like that? And like, I don't know how they were able to use it right away. And, like, the whole communication thing, for example, like, because of what they were doing in Spygate all the way back then, could you tell Brady what the defense was? Like, would you know right away and like things like that?
Right.
Or would you, or you know, give the defense tips like on what play this was going to be? Whereas we're talking about hitters knew fastball, curveball, off speed, whatever, however their formula was, they knew what pitch was coming. That is completely different. That impacts.
Now, it may or may not be a strike, but it's a lot easier for you
right.
if you know it's a fastball.
Yeah, and it's not foolproof
right.
because I'm sure there are times where you think you have the sign and it's not the sign and all that other stuff, but it is an advantage. And, I mean, you saw two teams in consecutive years win the World Series. And I know there was talent on both teams, but you can't ignore the fact that Alex Cora is sitting there. He's got this whole scheme going, and both teams had the type of success that they did. So it is serious, and you could tell by what Major League Baseball did, and then how the Astros even felt about it, is because as soon as that happened, they're like, all right, see you later.
The quickie Twitter poll that I put up, what will Major League Baseball do to Red Sox manager Alex Cora if he is found to have masterminded the sign-stealing system? 24.7% say lifetime ban. 28% say a full season suspension. 44.4% say two full seasons. And I don't know where the 2.9% came up with nothing, but
telling you, fat thumbs.
You got them out there.
Fat thumbs on the phones. But yeah, I think just so we have all the different, because they're probably going to be like 155 like yesterday. It might be mid Karaoke Tuesday with Shime when we get this.
Oh, we'll have to cut Shime off.
We might actually have to jump in with breaking news if it's mid-song. We get a tweet from like Rosenthal or somebody.
Understandable. I'll take that in stride.
All right. I knew you would because you're a professional. You're not going to pout about it. You're not going to stamp your foot.
There's always another time.
There is. There's always another Tuesday out there, isn't there? There's always another Tuesday. I would say the options, I think the most likely options are indefinite suspension, which means he then has to like
apply for reinstatement like, at some point.
After a year, yeah. And then he still might not get it. Two full seasons, which is what I voted for in your poll. Or they could go with, you know how the steroid policy is like, I think it's 50, 100 lifetime. If they like these round numbers, what about 200? Because that is the 162 and whatever the playoff run would be. And then it also is a chunk of next season. So that would really force the Red Sox to think long and hard about if they want to retain him, knowing that, well, we're not even going to get him back until, what, the following June or whatever it is.
Right, right.
And then, so I wouldn't be surprised if it's something like that, because it's going to be more than A.J. Hinch.
Does John Henry fire his manager the way the Houston Astros did yesterday?
Yes.
And it's like instant. It was like within an hour of the announcement being made, A.J. Hinch and Jeff Luhnow were fired.
And for some of the people asking, why is he waiting? Or why are they waiting? I don't know the answer for sure, but my guess could be it has something to do with the contract. And if you fire him right now, you have to pay him the money. If you fire him for cause or if there's like a suspension involved, maybe you get to keep the money, which, as Dale pointed out earlier, they are counting every penny over at Fenway. Yeah. So that is very important to them.
And by the way, the $5 million is the maximum a team can be fined.
So they'll get that.
So they can't get more, but they can get, they can get the full five.
And I wonder if they get more picks. The Astros got two back-to-back first-round picks and second-round picks. And again, not as significant as a football team losing a first-round pick or even a basketball or a hockey team losing their first-round pick. But it's not nothing. And Chaim Bloom has sort of been of his to-do list over the next couple of years here in Boston. You would think kind of restocking the farm system would be pretty high on his list. And they're like, oh, by the
it
way.
Would be at the top of his list, I bet.
Yeah. And now, oh, you're going to have, well, I think Mookie Betts is one.
Right.
And then probably the farm system. And they're going to say, oh, yeah, the next 2 years, your first pick is in the third round. And he's going to say, well, how does this help? How do we get top prospects if we don't have any of the top 60 players in the draft?
I wonder if in his private moments, he's sitting there saying, I don't know if I'd have taken this job if I knew that I was going to start without two first-round picks and two second-round picks, which is what Houston got. I'm not saying that that'll happen here, but we think it
will. See, I actually think it does him a bit of a sort of a solid. Just like I said, the guy who replaces Alex Cora, you kind of have a bit of a grace period. And now doesn't Chaim Bloom have an excuse if the team isn't good for the next couple of years?
Yeah.
He's got a great excuse. So I think it's a little bit easier for him. And also, I don't know how much money he makes. So I think that could be a big part of it, too, like whether he regrets it or not.
617-779-7937, Jackson, New Hampshire. Hey, Jack.
Oh, that's right.
Hey, Jack.
Hey, guys.
Hi.
How you doing? And I'm calling in regards to a couple things. One is the Hall of Fame voting. You know, the coach is getting in there.
Yeah. Yes.
And I think Tom Flory should get in before Cower. What's the vote against him?
Well, he doesn't have a
he doesn't have a
network TV gig.
That could be it.
Yeah, that's it. And as far as Mike Vrabel goes, I think he's petulant and he's hasn't gotten over the Patriots traded him. He's totally disrespectful. I hope he gets his doors blown out by Kansas City.
Why do you think he's disrespectful?
Yeah.
At the press conferences, he was saying, "Oh, they're looking at their banners too much." And when he asked him about the Patriots way, he made some snide comment. I just think he's petulant and hasn't gotten over the fact that he got traded.
Well, I do agree
I love
with
it.
That.
Well, I love it. Why? I mean, why not? If he's using it to his advantage, he got the last laugh, didn't he? He's gone. Yeah, I love Mike Vrabel. And you know what? If he's mad that he got traded by Belichick and wants to stick it to him, great. He should. He's got his team playing their asses off for him. They're not as talented as Baltimore. They might be as talented as the Patriots because due to the lack of talent that we realize that they have here. But he didn't have this team that was just a surefire thing. They had to bench their starting quarterback earlier in the year and go to their backup. This team is, I think, getting a lot off of the personality of Mike Vrabel. And that's a classic case that if Vrabel was here, that guy would love it.
Billy O'Brien tried that, you know, with his team over the weekend. You can't win. You can't win. Well, they couldn't.
No, you're right. He was dead on. He was right about that.
Astute observation on his part.
Like a petulant child. Why? Because he said they were looking at their banners. He did. He played the catch me if you can thing for his team and was like, that whole scene about their teams lose to the Yankees because they're staring at the pinstripes. So he's like, don't do that with the Patriots. That's good. And if anything, it was the Patriots that were talking all the trash. Kyle Van Noy and his boogeymen were like, hey, it's the revenge tour. It's the revenge tour.
Yes.
Logan Ryan, who was here, was like, hey, shut up with that. Shut up with that. And then they got the last laugh. I love Vrabel. If you could have any other coach besides Belichick, I would want Mike Vrabel.
Bill's on the cell phone. Hey, Bill.
Hey, guys. First of all, 5-0 is my guy, too, just like you. I love Vrabel. But more importantly, my question is, if Alex Cora broke the rules when he was the bench coach with Houston, how can the Red Sox, as a team, be punished?
Well, two things. One, that's why they're looking into how much was done with the Red Sox in 2018. So if they find, let's say they find nothing happened in 18, which we don't believe to be the case because they already have sources on that and everything else, Cora himself will still get in trouble. Now, the team wouldn't. The team wouldn't. But there's already sources that say the Red Sox were doing the same stuff here.
You mean the garbage can stuff?
No, I don't think it was garbage. It wasn't
they
garbage cans.
They had another system here. It worked
whistling
differently,
or
and it had to do with...
No, that was at Houston, too. No, but they did. Go ahead.
A lot of teams were doing the Mickey Mouse Watch, the iWatch. A lot of teams were doing that, weren't they?
Yeah, and the Apple Watch actually was, when the Red Sox got in trouble for that, that was with John Farrell in 17. No, they're saying they had three different sources here saying in 2018... they would go into the room and they would look at the replays and they would do all that stuff and get the signs and then communicate to the players. So, yeah, I don't think it wasn't a trash can scheme, but they were doing the same stuff.
Well, isn't that been going on for 40 years?
I don't think they had the video replay 40 years ago.
Not with the electronic. That's the thing, and people have said this a lot over the last couple of days. People, you know, players have been stealing signs for decades. They have. And if the Red Sox were just doing that, if the Astros were just peering out saying, hey, you know what? If he holds his glove up here, that looks like it's a fastball.
Right.
You know, if he opens his glove there, I think that's a breaking pitch. Have at it. You can do that. What you can't do is use electronic means to scout and then to transmit the results.
And on top of it, when Major League Baseball issues a statement to all the teams not to do it. Right?
And so they make it very clear.
You're like, oh, okay. So even if there wasn't, you guys weren't sure that this was illegal, even though I think you probably knew that it was. We're going to make sure that it is as clear as anything. Therefore, the punishment is going to be very significant.
Are you rooting for Tennessee to win the Super Bowl because of Vrabel?
Yeah.
That's who, of the four
that's
that are left,
right,
that's who you want.
Yep. Yeah. And I think out of the
to root for Garoppolo.
Are you?
Just because people around here would lose their minds.
That would be chaos.
You a Shanistan yet, Dale?
No.
Not so much.
No, he's not.
How else are they winning games?
Defense.
Their defense is killing people.
Robert Saleh, ever hear of him?
Not good enough to be a head coach.
Apparently. Ever hear of him?
Did you see that offensive
game
plan?
Yeah, they let up, 38 to the Falcons?
Falcons are a good team.
They let up like 42 to the Saints.
No, they're not. Huh?
They let up like 42 to the Saints and got bounced by the Vikings.
10 to your guy, Kirk Cousins.
Like Kirk Cousins, definitely not my guy. I was not all about the buzz on Kirk Cousins.
There was buzz. I didn't say there is buzz. There was buzz. Significant buzz.
Yeah, I bet.
Do you see the hat that Shanahan was wearing?
It's a great hat. He wears it every week.
It's the dumbest hat.
Been wearing
in the world.
It for years.
Well, he clearly hasn't been wearing it for years.
Been wearing it for two.
Okay, it's the dumbest hat in the world because the logo is like dime size. So he's wearing like a San Francisco 49ers hat. So they all wear like team hats. Well, Belichick doesn't, but they all wear like baseball hats pretty much. So you look on one sideline.
By the way, I'm not a big fan of the visor. Sorry, Josh.
Oh, visor's really bad. Yeah, Chip Kelly called, wants his visor back. Yeah. Am I right? So, you know, Don Zimmer's wearing a hat, or Mike Zimmer. Don Zimmer's not there. Mike Zimmer's wearing a hat.
Yeah.
And it's got like a big Vikings logo on it. Whatever. That's normal. Then you go to the other sideline. Kyle Shanahan's wearing, I think, a 49ers hat. The logo is so miniature. It was like somebody screwed it up when they were designing the hat. You can't even see it. You have to like squint. You're like, who is he representing there?
It's a good looking hat.
It's a stupid hat.
It's a clean looking hat.
It shouldn't be allowed on the sideline.
The design is fantastic.
I don't know what team it is. I don't know what it's
yes,
for.
Yes, you do. There's an SF right on the front of it.
Not with these eyesights. I'm not Davey Eyeballs. I can't see. I don't know what he was doing. That was a stupid
You're
hat.
Just trying to rag on Kyle Shanahan.
No, I'm not.
Yes, you are.
I think it's his defense is kind of carrying him.
I'll tell you what. If the 49ers make it, the over-under on shots of Mike Shanahan and his wife in the suite, I put the over-under at 15.
Yeah. Look at this hat. Look at this hat right here, Dale.
It's weird. I got to admit.
It's tiny, and so it doesn't make a lick of sense.
It's a good-looking hat. I want that hat.
I know you want that hat. I know you do.
What else you got's coming up next? Dale and Keefe, Sports Radio, WEEI.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Now back to Dale and Keefe on the WEEI Sports Radio Network.
All right, let's get to a couple of things that we maybe missed earlier in the show.
What else you got?
Richard?
Well, LSU won the national title last night. Joe Burrow setting all kinds of records. They go undefeated as they beat Clemson. And, of course, Coach Ogeron, one of the best.
I love him.
Best quotes in the business. The guy is fantastic. They love
He's
him in LSU.
He's got no voice left.
No voice left. So after the game, Dale, he was asked how is he going to celebrate?
You know, we're going to go back to it. We got a nice suite. I got Kelly and my three boys with me.
Uh-huh.
We're probably going to get a ham sandwich or maybe some boudin or something, go to bed and wake up tomorrow and do it again.
Come on, Coach. A ham sandwich. You just won the national title. I haven't lost in 2 years, for God's sakes. You got to at least find a gas station that's got some chicken on a stick. Give me something, man.
We may find that, but it would be good. But we're just simple folks. We love our life. I love my family. My personal time with them is going to be, we don't go out. We don't do things like that.
I got you.
We represent the state of Louisiana, so we're excited.
All right, and then how long before you're back out on the road trying to bring in the next wave of five stars? How long you give yourself before you're back working?
I'm starting to recruit. I can't wait. I'll be on the phone tonight. It's a dead period, but a Friday morning I'll be on out on the road recruiting, bringing in the next great crop of players, the LSU Tigers.
Go Tigers.
How does he talk? So Freezing Cold Takes has been putting out a few tweets over the last couple of days.
Yeah.
Like this one. Feinbaum thinks Orgeron is the worst new coach hire in college football.
Oh, that's a good one.
Oh, yeah. And he goes through, you know, some of these, you know, and look, a lot of people did not like, like Colin Cowherd wrote, LSU settled. This is what happens when you settle.
Well, to be fair, he was terrible at Ole Miss. Like, that was a long time ago, but he didn't win anything at Ole Miss.
Right. Clay Travis tweeted, LSU firing its most successful head coach in program history to hire Ed Orgeron is the most LSU move possible.
Yeah, they've been nasty. He is 40-9 at LSU in 4 years.
And a national title.
National title. Yep, they have been pretty damn good, and he's going to be recruiting on Friday.
So
what else you got?
Speaking of hot takes, and yes, and normally we kind of avoid some people. We avoid Rob Parker.
Yeah.
And we like to avoid Max Kellerman when we can. But when Max Kellerman has a level-headed, you know, interesting football take.
Yeah, we got to hear it.
We've got to hear it.
Patrick Mahomes is, let me be clear about this, playing, he is the, at this moment, not the greatest, not the most accomplished, he's the best player who ever lived. He is a guy who has more influence on the outcome of a given game and who doesn't fold under pressure. Imagine if Peyton Manning got even better under pressure, or if Aaron Rodgers' skills were pitched a little higher. That's Patrick Mahomes. He's my guy.
The best player who ever lived.
How does he possibly say it's got nothing to do with past, but he's the best ever?
Yeah.
Like, isn't the ever part of it have to do with the past?
And I like Mahomes, by the way.
Mahomes is great.
What's not
to like?
I'm not willing to go as far as
he's the best ever.
Max saying he's the best who ever lived.
The best that's ever lived. Well, we'll see. I mean, I feel like the best who ever lived should probably win this week when they're the big favorite. Right? And maybe win the Super Bowl. And by the way, they're Super Bowl favorites right now. So when you're the Super Bowl favorite and you don't win, doesn't that kind of fall on the shoulders of the best player? So
I got to root against him just for Kellerman's sake?
No. I don't think you have to do that. Kellerman will be wrong about the next thing that
he
said. I'm
rooting for Jimmy G.
I am rooting for Mike Vrabel. I am fully 100% behind Mike Vrabel. So what are you guys doing there? If you're Shanna Stans and Tana Sons people, how do you pick one?
John and I might break up.
Uh-oh.
You guys are together?
More or less.
There's nothing wrong with that.
Breaking news.
We produce this show. We host a podcast together. It's just kind of a thing.
I think it's great.
Text sometimes.
You guys text?
A lot.
Nice. Well, so you guys have a team or what? Who are you rooting for right now?
I got the Titans all the way.
John?
I am on the 49ers train right now.
Yeah, okay. All right. There you go. We're a show divided then.
If it comes to that. Luckily, you know, maybe it won't come to that. But
it's gonna be Packers, Chiefs.
Honestly, I kind of hope it does. It'd be fun.
Yeah, it would be.
So it's 1:54 right now, which means in the next 60 seconds, as soon as we say goodbye, Major League Baseball will drop the hammer on the Red Sox and Alex Cora.
They could.
That's what they did yesterday, like the minute we went off the air.
So we promise, if it happens mid-Karaoke Tuesday song by Shyam, we will interrupt it.
All right.
If not, you will just hear Chris Shyam, who I can't imagine. You started 2020 with such a bang. He is the songbird of a lifetime. He is Chris Shyam. Shyam, what do you have for us
today? I saw this song on Twitter. It was mentioned on Twitter, and I knew it was Destiny because it's one of my favorite songs
Destiny.
Of all time.
Okay.
I remember jamming out to this in the car. So here we go with Bare Naked Ladies, The Old Apartment.
Oh, great choice.
Broke into the old apartment. This is where we used to live.
This is a weird version.
Yeah.
Broken glass, broken hungry, he's broken hearts and broken bones. This is where we used to live.
John gave him like an Oompa Band edition of it.
I know.
Why did you clean the floor?
What is that?
Why did you clean the wall?
It's like a middle schooler playing it on a keyboard. Where's the band?
Why did you plaster over the hole I punched in the door? This is where we used to live.
That's really strong. He's committed to it, which I like.
What kind do of you keep the mousetrap? Why did you keep the dish rack? These things used to be mine. I guess they still are. What the back?
I don't understand.
Hold a comment.
Found it again.
It's like a cartoon version of
so
it.
So, Andrew
Shyam, you did all you could.
Andrew Rakecroft really said to me last night, he said, I really like Chris Shyam.
Who doesn't?
He says, I really like. He said, he's funny. He's merry. He said, I love his picks, which don't make any sense, but, you know.
Rakecroft's my guy.
He's hit a good amount of his picks. I feel like John did you dirty there. That is a not a great version.
I pulled up three different versions. They all sounded like this.
I said
that
the same
is
thing
not
to
what
him.
The song sounds like.
No, not that. At all.
I didn't lie. Well, listen. Well,
we might have to get like Garvin to come in here with a guitar one day and we'll play an acoustic track.
Oh, nice.
Because we don't have to worry about this stupid YouTube version.
I say yes. Next week, have Garvin bring his guitar in and you guys can put on a concert for us.
We'll see you guys tomorrow. Wiggy will be in the house with us as well. Bye.
I know we don't live here anymore. We bought an old house on the Danforth. Loves me and her body keeps me warm. This is where we used to live.
Ace is down on the Cape. Hey, Ace.
Please hold. MacArthur Park is frightening in the dark.
That's all, folks.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.